Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christian and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Good morning to all of you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. God bless all of you. This is our new line 646 number, 665-7400. I want you to help me get that number to everyone. I have someone on the other line who is directing. And you all know about moving right next to the phone, you know about that. You're mature. Sources, you can mute your line on your own phone. Amen. And if you are fidgeting this morning and moving around, mute your line. So you've been trained. You know better. Amen. God bless all of you. We thank God for the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Thank God for you and you and you and you. We're in the process of making this move and making this change. I want to thank two people here this morning. I want to thank Ambassador Gina Hodges for giving us a temporary number, the 515 number. And again, that's our temporary number. But we move to our 646. 665-74. Amen. And we're going to be able to go to the board here. And if you're moving around, we're going to ask you not to move around and mute your phone. Amen. Because we'll know exactly who's doing that. So, amen. That right there. God bless you. We love you. And we want to be as gentle as we can. You all know better than that. Amen. God bless you. This is a good day to praise the Lord. And I want to get, can I get maybe a couple of volunteers who want to pray, who want to, you get up in the morning and you talk to the Lord. Why don't you pray and thank him for this new line and pray for First Fruits that God would bless us. I'm going to ask him to give us double for our trouble. The enemy came against us and tried to shut us down. But God said no. Amen. Someone said the Lord has given you favor. Amen. And he has. Amen. And let's thank him for our favor. Let me just say that the enemy came against many of you and who have cell phones, and you call the number and would say that your carrier does not carry this, offer this service, offer this service to you. We had one lady, my mother, Mother Wilson, they told her if she got back on that all-night shut-in and stuff like that, that they would cut her phone completely off. Who is that? is that God or the devil? I want to tell you, I believe it was the enemy trying to come against the prayer line. And but now the Lord has given us new life. Amen. We're going to take advantage of it. We're going to double. Amen. If not triple, if not quadruple. But the sky is the limit to all you can ask in the name of Jesus. Who feels like praying this morning? Don't let nobody have to beg you to talk to God. But if you do, I'm going to say the line is open. And when I say the line is open, jump in there and pray for us this morning. I pray for you all the time. Amen. I try my best too, and I want you to pray for us this morning, pray for this line. Thank the Lord for his blessings and for his goodness and kindness and for a new light. Amen. All right, who feels like praying? The line is open to you. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just want to come to you to say thank you for another day's journey. Lord God, thank you that you stopped by to wake me up, clothed me in my right mind, gave me a reasonable portion of my health and strength this morning. Lord God, I say thank you for your goodness. Lord God, I say thank you for your faithfulness. Father God, I say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your kindness. Father God, most of all, I thank you for hanging out on Calvary's cross. Lord God, and I know that I wasn't deserving, Father God, but you were faithful. Lord God, and I say thank you for your perfect plan at Calvary's cross, Lord God. I say thank you for the remission of sin this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just come lifting up the first family this morning, Lord God, Chief Ambassador Johnson and his wife, Lady Dr. Betty Johnson, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm just thanking you, thanking you, thanking you that you brought them this far, Lord God. Chief Ambassador said you sent them from Texas to here, Lord God. I thank you for that perfect plan, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the vision you imparted in him, Lord God. I thank you for his obedience and his wife's obedience, Lord God. I ask special blessings over the first family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, starting with their children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and the in-laws and the grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, Father God, let your will be done in that family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you for giving us a new number this morning, Lord God. I just thank you for your perfect plan, Lord God. The enemy tried to stop us, Lord God, but you are the master of the universe, and you cannot be stopped, Lord God. You made that devil behave, and I said thank you and praise you, Lord God. You know your people depend on you, Lord God, so we depend on this line to be fed. Oh, God, I just thank and praise you for your goodness, Lord God. And in my spirit, just keep hearing the chief said, if you mess with me, I will multiply. Oh, God, I just thank you. Would you just do whatever, just have your way in his life and have your way in our lives, Lord God, and let us multiply. Let us grab that thing by faith, Lord God. That enemy has tried to stop us through this prayer line, Lord God. Let us just raise up on them, Lord God. Would you just let this line be saturated with your power and your anointing, Lord God, so the world may be saved, God, in the name of Jesus, through your prayer line, Lord God, anointing line, a line that we know for sure is not about playing and joking and all of that. It's about the word of God going forth and people being saved and prayers being sent up, and we bombard in heaven with the prayers, and the prayers is being answered, Lord God. That's what this line is about, Lord God. So we just ask for your blood, Lord God, your darling son's blood, God, the blood that was shed before he made it to the cross, Lord God. The Bible said the lashes, the 33 that he took, God, the innocent blood, Lord God. We just ask for that blood to saturate this prayer line in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, Lord. We just ask you to come in this morning, God. We just ask for the leading, the guiding of the Holy Ghost, God. We know nothing can be done in our own strength, Lord God. Apart from you, we can do nothing but fail, God. Father, just come in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And would you just bless your people one by one, Lord God, and bless us collectively, Lord God. Would you give us all what we stand in the need of, God? And I just said thank you for your many wonderful blessings, God. And once again, I thank you, God, for giving us a number, God, of safety. My spirit just says safety, God, because it is safe when I'm on this line, Lord God, and I'm wrapped up in you. Yes, I'm safe.
Oh, God, I just thank you for the place to run and hide. God, I thank you for being able to abide under your wings. I thank you for you being my strong tower this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That's Sister Sheila Brown. Lord, Sister Sheila, you're growing so much. And we thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. I want to just speak, wake y'all up. Amen. Don't get too comfortable. Amen. I want you to wake up in the name of Jesus. And let's be saints this morning. Amen. We went on the other line. Somebody was on there, and we said, good morning. And Pastor said, good morning, good morning. They wouldn't say nothing, but we knew they were on the line. Amen. And let's not be like that. That's not godly. Amen. Open your mouth, somebody speak to you, and let's greet them in the name of Jesus. So often we hear people say, you speak in tongues, you want to be able to speak in English. Amen to people. And amen. God bless all of you on the line. We got a brand new line. Let's christen it and speak to each other this morning. Then we're going to speak to the Lord, and then we're going to give God praise. That's our format for this line. Amen. You may hear it other places. People love to copy anything that's good. We don't mind. Amen. But this is our format that we're putting across the world. Amen. And let me say this. Tonight, I want you all to be on the blog line and bring all your bills to the blog line tonight, because we're gonna ask God to take care of all this debt and make you all debt-free. I'm just telling you what I'm remembering right now. Tonight on the blog line, what is the number? Call the same number from the blog tonight at 9 o'clock. Also, this is the same number we'll use tonight for the youth prayer line with Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. And thank God we had the executive council meeting last night, and we have some about four people that we're going to add to what we call our host and hostess for the youth prayer line. These are to assist Ambassador Gina Hodges, Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen, and they will help on the youth prayer line, because we wanted to continue and to grow to new heights. Amen. God bless you. Again, I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for his blessings and for making a way. Devil, you lost again. You told Brother Wilson, if she gets back on that all-night prayer, to pray unto God, and you told these saints that their number is no longer on that system simply because they were sending a praise unto God. But you lost, devil. We're telling you that we bind you on earth, because the Bible says whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And we want heaven to say that you are bound here on earth. We bind you on earth. And heaven says they bind you on this earth. And the blood of Jesus is against you. And God, we put the blood of Jesus on this prayer line. And I'm asking you to put the bloodline on this prayer line, that the enemy cannot cross over. Yeah. Every demon that may be trying to cross over and be a part of this prayer line, the blood of Jesus is going to get on you. You're going to wither down like dust. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Good morning to everybody on the prayer line. Are y'all up and awake? Good morning to you. Good morning, Lord. We're going to praise him about 1 or 2 minutes. Can y'all hang? Amen. We had somebody, our son-in-law, preach the sermon the other Sunday. Yeah, did it like the young people. Who you with? That's what he said. Who you with? I want to know who you with. If you're with the Lord this morning, let's take 1 or 2 minutes and give him some praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Healing in the kidneys. People's kidneys were failing, and
he let him start working again. Dr. Mary Lacey, ambassador, she gave the testimony about how God took her off of dialysis, Very, very seldom in life you hear of anything like that. You know it's a miracle. And not only that, he healed all kinds of heart problems. He healed all kinds of, as I said, cancer, but all kinds of them, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and I can just keep on naming all kinds of cancer, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lower intestines, upper intestines. I'm trying to tell you, God did all kinds of healings, of lupus and everything else you can name. Diabetes, all kinds of healings on this line. So I'm taking, I could just name at least 20 or 30 healing, different kinds of healings that he's done on this prayer line. And then not only that, he's moving to, you know, the things that you desire. He's given people new cars. He's given people new homes. He's gotten people out of debt. In fact, on tonight on the block line, we want to pray for all persons. I want you searching for your bills. You've been running from them. This time, don't run anymore. Tell the devil he's a liar. While you're searching for him, plead the blood of Jesus. Find them and bring them to this prayer line. We're going to be on the blog tonight. Bring them, add them up. Add them up, give me a total. We're going to present it to God and let God do that. He's able to do that. Oh, my God. And he paid many bills off. Amen. Pay them off. Gave you financial blessings. Many of you got financial blessings everywhere. The level of the anointing has not gone down. It has gone up. There's so many things that have been done now on the line that have never been done before. Not only that, God heard the prayer that we prayed and released about prisoners being in prison. And they heard it over the nationwide news. 6,000 prisoners were released. And then we brought it and made it personal on the prayer line for your loved one. He's delivered your loved ones out of prison. Got them out of prison and gave them a new life. Not only that, afflictions have been healed. Yeah, not just diseases, but afflictions have been healed on this prayer line. People have been afflicted, couldn't hardly move, couldn't hardly walk, and God healed the affliction, and now they're walking and praising God for what he's done. I could name so many others. In fact, today maybe that's my assignment, to name many of the things that have been done on this prayer line. I'm going to get some praise reports. Somebody, he's done something even overnight, since yesterday. God has heard the prayers of the righteous on this prayer line, and God has answered the prayers and given so much to shout about. This prayer line is not perfect. Oh, no. You're not perfect either. No, you're not perfect. Amen. You like Paul. I caught myself to not have apprehended. You haven't conquered everything. No. Don't fool yourself. Don't get self-righteous on it. Just because you stopped doing a few things you used to do. No. You're not perfect. Because a lot of times when you close one thing down, something breaks out in another place. Amen. You might have been doing that and you got that fixed. But now you got mean. Now you got self-righteous, think you're so holy, and all those other type things. They'll break out in other places. But I plan to just today point out some things that God has done on this prayer line. That's just a few I've named now. Give me a moment here, and I'm going to regroup and name some more. And then regroup and name some more. And then regroup and name some more. God has been not just good, but God has been ultra awesome on this prayer line. Ultra awesome. Nobody could do it but the Lord. And those are just a few things I named. Somebody who God is blessing. Somebody who God is blessing right now. Somebody who God is blessing right now. And praise the Lord. I want you to get on the phone here. When I say the line is open to you, that's a cue. Learn, y'all. Learn. You got to study people. Study people. You learn me by now. When I say the line is open to you, that means start talking. That means start giving your praise report. That means start giving your testimony. Whatever you got to say about the Lord, the line is a great line to be blessed and to share your goodness, share the goodness of Jesus, rather. And when somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Why don't you think of the goodness of Jesus and let your soul give a praise report this morning and cry out, hallelujah. Make known his deeds among the people. And he uses that to give other people faith to receive a miracle. Amen. Some people, this is their only church. We want to give you a testimony, somebody on this line, of what God has done in Jesus' name. All right? The line is open to you. Who has a testimony of what God?
Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. This is Ambassador Stitt from Arkansas. Hallelujah. I praise God this morning. Chief Ambassador, all the saints of God on the line, that God is faithful that promised. Glory to God. And I just want to share this brief testimony. I am still celebrating my 60th birthday. Hallelujah. The Bible says that no good thing will he withhold from them that walketh uprightly before him. And what I'm sharing this morning is God supplied my every need. Now, God, the Bible says, I'll pour you out a blessing where you won't have room enough to receive it. You can believe it. A lot of you know that I drive nice cars. I have a Mercedes-Benz. I have a Cadillac. But I needed, Escalade, but I needed a car to drive back and forth to work in. And I didn't want to keep putting those miles on those type of vehicles. The upkeep is really expensive on them. So the Lord blessed me with a brand new car. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I was without a car for a couple of months. And I tell you, there was not one day that I went without a vehicle. Car dealerships that knew me asked me, did I want to keep one of their cars? The rental cars, I had someone that worked there said, do you need to drive a car? And then someone blessed me with a car. Hallelujah. And then the only thing about it, I turned around and blessed one of the elderly mothers at my church, saints of God. And then I said, Lord, how am I going to pay for this? Because this is really not in my budget, because my budget at this time is to prepare for retirement for the next 4 years. He said in his word that he promised to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And all I need to do is supply the faith and trust God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, God bless me. Thank you, Jesus. You all know that I teach in the evening, but the classes increased, and it didn't alter my schedule. And I can tell you, thanks to God, God blessed me to make a several thousand of dollars. Thank you, Jesus. Every month. And it didn't alter my schedule, glory to God. And I won't say what the amount, because the Lord said, I did this for a purpose. And I have you on an assignment, and you just do what I tell you to do. And I just thank God for that, that I'm rich in my spirit, rich in my soul. Glory to God. And I praise him every day. Hallelujah. I hear a lot of feedback, so I hope that you all are hearing what I'm saying. But most of all, I have such a hunger and thirst for righteousness. He is in my spirit. I long for him every morning when I get up. It's me and Jesus, because I can't make it, thanks of God, without him. I can't pay a bill without him. I don't buy anything without him. I don't do anything in my house unless it's anointed through God. And I thank God for the many open doors that he has done for me. And I tell you that I received a promotion on my job. Thank you, Lord. God is supplying my every need. And when I said pour you out a blessing when you don't have room enough to receive it, God has blessed me that I don't have enough driveway to park a car. I don't have enough of any space. But you know what? I keep giving. The more you give, he will give it back to you. And saints of God, that's what I'm saying this morning. Trust God. Trust God. Don't look at what you don't have, but just bless him and sow seeds. So I sowed seeds in our ministry, in my pastor, glory to God, sowing the seeds. One day, maybe you allow me to talk about this message of sowing seed, and I receive what you're saying. Glory to God. God bless all of the saints of God. I am so excited, and I give God the glory and the praise, because the day one gets a new victory here. Thank you.
That's beautiful, my God. Ambassador, Master Stiff, amen. Wonderful. Just, you know, I'm picking up in the spirit realm. You know, I teach on this line, God, when he has two daughters, two sons, or a son and daughter, he's not going to bless that one daughter and not bless the other daughter. I mentioned about on this prayer line the results, how God is blessed with new cars and different things like that. Maybe, and we don't normally talk about a lot of things like this on the prayer line. Mainly it's spiritual more than just natural. And but maybe the Lord is saying that he wants to bless his people. You a daughter of the Lord. Maybe he's saying he wants to bless his people with new cars and transportation that we can go here and there and not have to worry. See, many of y'all are women. You don't need to be out on the highway at night and not have a car that's trustworthy. Amen. And God is a God who can bless you with a brand new car. Amen. Do I have a witness on here anywhere?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I remember that prayer that you prayed for new cars for people on this line. God bless you.
I sure did. Amen. And we do that not so somebody can boast about anything, but that they may testify like Ambassador Stith just did. We ain't jealous of you. We praise God for you, because that means that God is going to bless people on this line to get new cars everywhere. And I want to thank you so much for giving that testimony and releasing an avalanche. Oh, my God, that came out of my mouth. An avalanche of new cars. Oh,
amen.
My God. Amen. I want to only hear who will grab it and receive it in the name of Jesus.
I grab it.
I'm going to grab it myself, too.
Grab it.
Amen. Y'all ought to be grabbing everywhere.
Ooh,
amen. Because if you need one, God is going to bless you. I'm going to pray in just a moment. While I pray this prayer, I want you to start grabbing these things. Amen. Now, people in the natural won't understand what I'm doing. And that's why sometimes I'm criticized, because people are in the natural. I come to you in the spirit, in the spiritual. You got to get in the spirit to understand these things. And if you're in the spirit, you'll know what I'm saying is possible. In Christ, in God, all things are possible. Lord, is there anything too hard for you? I preached that the other Sunday. Is there anything too hard for God? And what's the answer? Somebody, I just need one person. What's the answer to that question? Is there anything too hard?
No.
No,
no.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you are Jehovah God. I want to confess to you that we don't pray to anybody but you. You're the only one we lift up. When I stood in India, Lord, and they were worshiping all kinds of gods, cows and all kinds of eagles and rocks and all I can name, just all kinds of gods that have no life. And I stood there and shared with the people in India about how they have to believe in you. If they want eternal life, to live forever, they have to believe in you, because you're the only God who offers eternal life to people. And then I said, you've got to believe in his only begotten son, Jesus. He's the only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And I shared with them about you, God. And when I remembered how Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? Come over here. I shared it with them and hollered at them and said, who is on the Lord's side? Come over here. And I saw that with my own eyes, God, that 26,500 Hindus who didn't even believe in God ran forth and said, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Jehovah God is my God. You are the only one I've ever proclaimed to be Jehovah God. And God, I need you. I need you right now. Every sin I've ever committed, Lord, wipe the slate clean. Forgive me for everything. Hear my prayer in the name of Jesus. For I'm God, I do promote you and tell people that you can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. Try my best to do everything I can and to live for you. And I need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to look on these precious people on this prayer line. God, I'm asking you for great, great, great transportation for them, that they may not be worried about their travels when they're out. Give them brand new cars on this prayer line for the glory of God. God, that your children can have transportation reliable to take them anywhere, even over the highway and byways to different cities, that they can proclaim the name of Jesus everywhere. Yes. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless them, not on old run-down cars, but God, I tell people you're the richest person on the face of the earth. And I stand by it because I read and heard, Lord, that the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity. And the Holy Ghost is the third person. What does that make you, Jesus? And what does that make you, God? Because you're all three in one. Oh, God, you're the greatest and the richest person on the face of this earth. And in the name of Jesus, God says you are our Father. I'm asking you for new cars for these persons who can claim it and believe it in the name of Jesus and who want to receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the testimony that Ambassador Stith gave us, Lord, about how you blessed her with a brand new car. When she asked you, Lord, you have other children on this line, and they heard that testimony about what you did for one. But I read it in the Holy Ghost, and I read it in the Word of God in Romans 2:11 that says, for God is not a respecter of persons. You don't just respect one child and give them a blessing and then overlook your other children. It wouldn't make you a just God. God, I'm asking you to look on every person on this line, your children, who need cars, brand new cars, I'm asking you to give to them. And I'm believing it by the, in the name of Jesus, for Christ's sake, and for the glory of God, that they may be blessed, 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 blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Is there anybody who receives that? If you do, just say, I receive it, Lord. Lord,
I receive it, Lord. I receive it, Lord.
I receive it, Lord.
Name of Jesus,
Lord.
Glory, glory,
glory.
Glory, I receive it.
Yeah. Yeah, my, 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 my. All right. God bless you. I'll take one more praise report. When I say the line's open to you, come on in. Don't let us wait.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That too. Come on, Sister Renee. I heard you. Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, y'all, my praise report is God sent me a Lincoln, and I prayed for a Honda. Remember? God is good.
Yeah.
God is
all
good.
Right. Yes, he is.
And that car is paid off in full. And
oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus. And you know what? I want to tell you something else. They say, you know, I'm not a mechanic or anything, but they say when the alternator's not working right, I mean, the alternator pulls to the
mm-hmm.
battery, right,
mm-hmm.
Pastor Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I went to three different people to have it checked, and you know what? I know I need to get an alternator, but I can't afford it right now. That car starts every time I start that thing. And people tell me, why does it start for you? I say, because I pray over my car.
Amen.
I pray
Amen.
Over my car. And I know I need to get an alternator, and I'm going to get one, but at least God's over me, and he's helps me start that car every time it needs to be started. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Let me pray for you right now because I know the devil, amen, he heard you give that testimony, He's going to try to make you take it back now. Anybody know what I'm talking about on this line?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard Sister Renee give this testimony about how you're blessing her with her card at Lincoln. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to send your angel in the name of Jesus to bind this enemy who would try to make her take that testimony back. I see him. I'm shutting the back door in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Asking the Holy Ghost to keep it shut, Lord. The blood of Jesus on that back door. And that the enemy would not be. I bind you on this earth, devil, that she'll get her alternator fixed. And God bless her to get the money to get it fixed soon. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And thank God for it. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister May. Amen.
I love y'all.
Love you. God bless you. I heard the mother to the nation. Go
well, praise the Lord. God bless you this morning, Chief. I'm going to be very brief, but I just want to piggyback. Amen. Off of that praise report from Ambassador Stiff and Sister Renee. Amen. And for others on there, amen. I believe it was a couple of weeks ago we were on the blog line, and the Lord had, I remember that he prophesied through me that there would be new cars. Even if you had a new car, you're going to get another car because it may not be what you want. But I just want to praise. I feel that I should honor the Lord for this. I guess I take it for granted that we've always been like that, that every last one of us in our house own a car. When my children were 16, amen, praise the Lord, we started producing cars to them because we didn't want to carry them all around. And all two of my daughters and two of my grandsons, they have never had a ticket. And I thank God for that because we trained them well. I'm so grateful. Yesterday, the car dealer called me yesterday and say, Mrs. Stern, are you ready to trade your car? Now, I just got it last year. It's not even a year old. It will be a year old this coming November. But just know that that avenue is open. He told me I could come and get any car I wanted. If it ain't on the lot, I'll get it for you. You know, ain't nobody but the Lord. Jesus. Any car you want, and if it's not on the lot, you just called me yesterday. If it's not on the lot, I will get you what you want. You know, any car dealer can get what they want. That's profit for them. So I just bless the Lord because I don't have to take nobody anywhere but the but. It's a if behind that. It was a condition. I can't tell you how many cars we've given away. My husband and I have given away so many cars until, oh, my God. And I won't say that we were foolish, but that was planting seeds at that time. We're often talking about planting seeds. If you don't plant a seed, you don't have nothing that's going to grow in the soil, and you can't look for nothing. But if you continue, we gave cards to young people, to our nieces, to our nephews, to our grandchildren. We gave it to them because we know they couldn't afford it. Even right now, my grandson in college, he's on a merit degree, and I told him if your grades are acceptable in college for the first year, we would bring a car there for you to drive. He got one in the driveway. Amen. Mm-hmm. He got one. But, you know, in the freshman year, you can't let them go crazy like that. But you always got to challenge them. And God would do the same to us. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask what you will, but you got to abide. And I know, amen, Chief Ambassador, to all the things you were talking about on the first fruit prayer line, I thank and praise God because God has brought a lot of miracles to my house. Amen. For just being faithful, getting up in the morning and being persistent. You got to be persistent in the Lord. Amen. Faithful unto the Lord. Favor don't come from the north, south, east, or west. It comes from God. And the favor comes because God has seen your labor of love and the work that you do. God bless you. I thank God because I sure feel in my heart with a woman my age, I shouldn't stop for nothing with a car. Every car I have should take me where I want to go and bring me back because it's dangerous for women of this day, amen, to be broken down. I believe Mother Britt just had a testimony how her car was broken down and somebody came and fixed the car at nighttime. So God is blessing. Amen. He will give you
the desires of your heart, if you do what is said first, is a condition. You got to seek the face of the Lord. God bless you, Chief, and all of you that had those testimonies about what the Lord would do. I don't even have enough room for, I'm like Ambassador Stiff, I don't, if another car come, I don't have enough room to put it there. God bless you. It's my prayer.
Amen. That didn't go over my head. I called it not only is God going to bless with new cars, but he's going to bless people to give cars to others. I had a Mercedes-Benz 500